After you take the kids trick-or-treating tonight, you might want to give yourself a treat, a good horror flick. NPR's Corey Moore profiles three classics from three different eras, all of which feature African-Americans in leading roles.
I Drink Your Blood,
The Omega Man,
Play Misty for
Blackula,
Death in Haiti,
Frogs.
Talk to Mark Harris about African-Americans in horror films, and you'll see he's a walking encyclopedia. He keeps an annotated list of more than 1,000 of his favorites, and he's constantly adding more. We met Mark at a local park in Burbank, just a stone's throw from Hollywood, where many of these films were produced. The 32-year-old married writer is always willing to talk about horror anytime and any place.
It probably started around when I was 9 or 10. I've always kind of had an interest in scary things and being frightened.
Mark has channeled his affinity for the macabre. He's created a website called blackhorrormovies.com. On it, a timeline dedicated to showcasing horror films starring black actors since the 1930s.
One of the first ones that really got me into, like, hardcore horror was Night of the Living Dead.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
It was like in the 1960s, and this black man was the lead character. He was basically bossing around this group of white people in this house trying to ward off this group of zombies.
Because if I stay up here, I'm fighting for everything up here, and the radio and the food is part of what I'm fighting for. We've got to get down into the cellar.
Go down in that damn cellar. Get out of here!
That black man was Dwayne Jones, a tall, charismatic English professor turned stage actor. He played the resourceful Ben, the only African-American in that 1968 low-budget zombie film.
Allegedly, the director, George Romero, did not really think about the casting when he cast an African-American as the central lead figure.
Professor Harry Benshoff teaches film at the University of North Texas. He conducts much of his research on popular black actors within the horror genre.
Ben, the strong black African-American hero, is the most centered, likable character in the piece. And of course, then there's this very ironic ending.
And it's an ending Mark Harris remembers well.
He actually is the sole survivor at the end of the movie. And then on top of that, the movie, you know, has this extra twist where you think he survives. The next day, you know, this rescue party comes and it's a bunch of rednecks and they shoot him thinking that he's a zombie.
All right, then, hit him in the head, right between the eyes. Good shot. Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.
In real life, Dwayne Jones died of heart disease in 1988. He was only 52. His role in Night of the Living Dead became a prototype for many that followed during the blaxploitation era in the 1970s. One popular standout during that time,
Blackula.
Blackula stars another classically trained actor, William Marshall, as Mama Waldy, an African prince who visits Count Dracula in the year 1780. That meeting in Transylvania doesn't go down too well.
You will watch helpless until the black flesh rots from your bones.
Dracula turns Mama Waldy into a vampire and locks him in a coffin. Fast forward centuries later to 1972. Antique collectors lug Blackula's tomb to Los Angeles. There, the vampire awakens and prowls for victims.
Where's that big dude with the cape?
William Marshall died just 3 years ago of Alzheimer's, and since he starred in Blackula, critics say no one has brought as much dignity to a dark anti-hero, that is, until Tony Todd. His body of work includes a slew of films and television shows, but fans know him best from the 1992 horror film Candyman.
I came for you.
Todd plays a scary but sad-eyed ghost, the son of slaves.
Well, actually, that was my input. That was my contribution to be able to have a reason for what he was doing, because that was important to me. I didn't want to... I grew up on Blackula and Blackenstein and so forth, and I just wanted to have a little bit more longevity.
I can't say nothing. A Candyman will get me.
The backdrop of the story is one based on urban legend. Candyman, a talented artist, is lynched for impregnating the daughter of a white landowner. A white mob retaliates.
Burn him!
They chop off his hand, douse him in honey, and turn a swarm of bees loose on him.
They burned his body on a giant pyre,
and then scattered his ashes over Cabrini Green.
Centuries later, Candyman haunts the Cabrini Green projects in Chicago, a sharp hook where his hand used to be. And when a series of unexplained, gruesome murders occur, people become even more convinced Candyman is real.
Your death would be a tale to frighten children, to make lovers cling closer in their rapture.
Critics deemed the film a classic and listed it as one of Hollywood's scariest movies. It spawned two sequels. Tony Todd, who recently paid us a visit in Los Angeles, stands about 6'5". Certainly an attribute for playing scary roles. But in real life, he's far from menacing. His portrayal as some of the most frightening villains on screen is a testament to his strengths as an actor, one who also began his career in theater.
The most important feedback I get is when I travel to places like Jacksonville, Florida, St. Louis, Kansas City, the small places where there are pockets of African-American audience members, and they come up and there is such a immediacy of understanding in their eyes about what Candyman was, what sort of oppression he had to deal with, and sometimes how heroic he was to them, and that blows my mind.
Todd says he's looking forward to his next role, this time as a good guy, in the upcoming film Dark Real, being produced here in Los Angeles.
And it's a spoof on the horror movie genre. It's a guy who infiltrates a movie set and then discovers a whole slew of murders. I play a detective this time, so I ain't have nothing to do with it.
But still, there are fans who would kill to see Tony Todd in another scary role. There are rumors producers might remake Candyman.
Be my victim.
If that happens, you can bet fans like Mark Harris will be watching. As for his wife, Patrice.
Oh, no. My wife, she kind of leaves the room when she sees me put in a horror movie into the DVD player.
For News and Notes, I'm Corey Moore, Los Angeles.
You can read more about Mark Harris's favorite horror films by visiting our website at npr.org.